This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a Bumble-O Wednesday, so give yourself a little midweek treat and have a dance. Another one of my teeth falls out, so many apologies for the whistle during today's show. More troubles for my friend Unlucky Gary. And does Johnny Depp really wear an earpiece instead of learning his lines? Find out on Real or No Real. Oh, this is nice. This put me in a real good mood. First tweet of the show from Tom. Scott, whenever I hear your voice, I feel so comforted. Like I can get to the end of the day.
That's really nice.
Thanks, Tom. I've never been told it's comforting before. Loads of other words for my voice, but not that one.
It's odd, because there's ever such a slight whistle on your voice today.
My tooth fell out again.
I don't know what's going on.
I was chowing down on some chicken last night with Pete Mills, my dad.
Mm.
And it's pinged off.
Mate.
One of the front ones. I mean, it's a massive gap.
It's just, yeah, it's just a very noticeable when you when you talk.
Don't say that because you're making me paranoid. Is there a whistle?
Ever so slight. If you listen really you can hear it.
Stop it. Lana Del Rey with Lush for Life is coming up.
And yesterday you had Lucy
Jones on Innuendo Bingo. Off the X Factor and the UK's Eurovision entry. The UK's Eurovision entry. She joined us for Innuendo Bingo yesterday. You missed a good one. She absolutely loved it. Loads of fun. Now, we all know that Nigella is sometimes a little bit saucy on TV, but, well, I think I'd be nervous if I had this.
We have to decide on three.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Three worst. It makes me very nervous. I had two people in the bottom last week.
She did.
There we are. That's Lucy Jones there. If you want to hear the entire thing again, you can download the Scott Mills Daily or listen again on the BBC Radio iPlayer app or absolutely free of charge.
You can hear it ever so slightly there.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Got an emergency dental appointment tonight.
Scott Mills.
Lana Del Lol and The Weeknd and Lust for Life on BBC Radio 1. Come and take off all your clothes.
What is the etiquette when watching her live? Like, is it one of those where there can be no noise? I'm just wondering ahead of Big Weekend.
She's on.
Yeah. She's on.
Well, you just forget because there's so many great artists on, but she is. Yes, you have to be...
Is it like phones on silent sort of thing?
Phones on silent, you have to be able to hear a pin drop. Oh...
It's not really a sort of on shoulders thing, is it? I mean, if someone could correct me, that'd be great, because I've not seen her live before.
Yeah, let us know if you've ever been to see her live. Should we go out together and experience it together in Hull? People would tell us how to act if, like, because they
suit up been. Sort of thing.
Maybe
it seems
a suit.
Quite sort of.
Maybe a suit. Do I sound like the old perv or Family Guy today? Herbert.
Oh, Herbert. Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with my voice. No, stop doing that. Because people's dogs are going crazy.
Mm. It's the slight whistle.
Yeah, but there isn't a whistle. You're just making it that there is a whistle, but there isn't. It sounds exactly the same.
Scott Mills.
Okay, I now know what we do at the Lana Del Rey bit of Big Weekend. We wear a flower crown and try not to cry. It's from one of her fans there. Oh, Poppy also says, just stand in awe of Lana Del Rey and try not to cry. Okay, will do.
Yes, I'll take this teddy bear, this ruler, this piece of string, and this cardboard box.
Scott Mills here.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
Right, so I tell you, we've not spoken to you for a while. My friend Unlucky Gary. If you've not heard of him before, everyone's got this person in their friend group where just like... unlucky things happen.
I think it generally makes you as a group of friends luckier as well, because just one person takes all of the bad luck.
Yeah, and like out of my friends, he's the one that bad stuff will happen to. Not awful stuff, but just things that are, you know, unfortunate.
Mm.
Like the time I took him to a party that Jay-Z happened to be at, and Jay-Z saw Gary get accidentally punched in the face and laughed. Then there was the time, not that long ago actually, that Gary sent a picture to me on WhatsApp, not meant for me, but just lying on his front, no clothes on, but lying on a Union Jack duvet.
Have we mentioned this?
Yeah, that was on.
100%?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
There was that time he got kettled as well. wasn't there, in the student riots?
Yeah, well, he was just on a day out, like, sightseeing in London, wanted to see, like, Big Ben, House of Parliament, but got kettled for about 5 hours and wasn't allowed to move because of student riots. And then there was the time the drunk man asked him for directions in the street and then fell on Gary, dragging him to the ground with him. So, like I said, bad things, unfortunate things happen. Hello, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Oh, you sound upbeat.
I am. Just busy.
Right. We haven't spoken to you for a while, so I assume your luck has been up.
It's been okay. It's not been too bad.
Until this thing you told me about the other night.
Yeah.
I find this so funny, and I don't know why, but I just find it hilarious.
Okay.
So, tell me.
Well, I've noticed this thing that I have where I can really fancy someone, and then if I see their mum or dad and they look too much like their mum or dad, it completely turns me off them. I've always had this.
So, you've always had it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I'm quite relieved when they don't look like their mum or dad.
So has this happened recently?
Yeah, there's this person on my Instagram, and I saw him before, really good looking, really hot. Scrolled down the Instagram, got to a picture from Mother's Day of him with his mum, and thought, oh God, actually, you look like Vera.
But he looks exactly like Vera.
Exactly the same, and really hot until I saw that, and it just seems a bit wrong.
They've got the same face, you showed me the picture.
Exactly the same.
Same teeth.
Like her in a wig.
It is her in a wig.
In a dark room, you might not know who you're getting off with. That kind of similarity.
It's like, oh exactly. No, I got Vera instead.
Oh, no. Yeah, Mother's Day is a real problem for this, actually, isn't it? Because that's where everyone does put up pictures of their mums. It's worth checking. It's a bit like, do you remember when the ice bucket challenges were happening for a while?
Yeah.
And everyone was using those to kind of perv on other people.
Well, Gary did that too, didn't you, Gary?
Yeah.
Tell me what you did again.
Well, before I met someone for a day, I'd thought, I'll look at their ice bucket challenge, just hear what they sort of sound like. You get an impression of what they're like.
Yeah, you can get a good impression of their voice from that, and also their mannerisms.
Yeah, and what they look like in water.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'd either meet them or not.
But he did do this for a long time. Do you still do it?
Yeah, they're still on there, so I have a little look.
But I get the impression that you now, as a strategy, also look for Mother's Day. So you'll go on social media, scroll down to Mother's Day and see what the parents are looking like.
Yeah.
And if they look similar to the child, you're not interested. By child, yeah. I mean person that you're interested in.
Exactly. If they look too similar, it's a tell. They can look a little bit alike, but if they look too similar, it's such a turn off. Yeah.
Because that's what this guy is going to look like in 40 years.
Exactly, yeah.
Have you messaged this guy at all?
No, I haven't, no. Right. Well, I was going to until I saw Hammer like his mum. I think it's quite a common thing, or...
I don't know. I mean, let's find out. I reckon other people will tell us. If they look too much like their mum and dad, is that a problem for you?
A deal breaker for you, that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And like, I've been to exes, like mums and dads, for like dinner and stuff, first time meeting them, and literally dreading it on the way there, thinking, please don't look like them.
Oh, no.
And it's been fun. I've been quite lucky in the past, actually, but
this one, really not. I mean, I've got to agree with you. He is the absolute identical to his mum.
I think it's the smile from what I've seen on this picture that you're showing me right now.
It's the smile in the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Is this happening to you or has it happened? Let me know on 81199.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Okay, Josh, he says, I was dating a guy for a while who then asked me to meet his dad. He was his dad's double. Turned out I was slightly more attracted to his dad as he was a beefier version of his son.
Oh, no, but hang on. This is a
Sunday dinners became interesting. That's completely different.
Yeah, and we're getting loads of messages from people going, oh, yeah, but what if the mum or dad are really hot?
Yeah,
it's
no,
like,
no,
we're
no.
not talking about hotness here.
We're talking about it really puts you off because they look like the parents, like too much.
Yeah, you've just met someone, you're really into them, and then you find that they look exactly like their parents and they're all smiling the same at you. It can freak you out.
Yeah, there they are. Look, there they are on Mother's Day. Oh, it's the same person.
Scott Mills.
Tom.
How you doing?
You've just realised something while listening to my mate Unlucky Gary's phone call there, right?
Yeah.
Go on.
So I've been with my girlfriend, 5 years in July. Love her to bits. I'm in way too deep now to back out, and I've just realised from this story that she's the spitting image of her dad.
Oh, and you'd not thought about it before?
Not to the scale that I've just realised. I was driving when I was listening. I had to pull over, just get two pictures up on my phone to compare, and I was right, I've never noticed it this bad before.
Oh, wow, and this is all because of what Unlucky Gary said about, like, if they look like their parents, it really puts them off.
Well, Yeah, no.
5 years.
In your words, no, you're in too deep now as well.
I do love her. I'm in too deep. You have to confess to me.
I do love her. But, yes, what you say about your girlfriend's dad?
Well, he's a good-looking guy, obviously.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
OK, you ready for a bit of midweek mash-up? Amor de compra-venta, amor del pasado. Ven, Belén, ven, Belén, ven, Belén. Come on. Ven, ven, Belén, ven, Belén.
Helen.
Seven.
Yes, Bobby?
And seven.
Two sevens. Helen.
I've got a pioneer.
A pioneer.
And I have erection.
An erection. Very good.
At this year's London Marathon, when runners reach the water stations around the course, they'll also be able to grab pots of lube and bottles of baby oil.
Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Beautiful poetry there by you on the show.
A bit like Tom Hardy.
Obviously, I'm a girthy plus-size male model, so there's a market there. I mean, you get plus-size women models, which is great. I'm all for that. I'm feminist. But, I mean, come on, what about the girthy guys? You know, real men have curves.
Talia, could you bring your Poussin up here, please?
Unbelievable. I know it's in the union, this packed. Absolutely amazing. What a time to be alive.
Oh, no, that's when we told that university that David Guetta was playing there and it was a fake. I still feel bad about that.
Right. The celebrities on offer today are Jack Whitehall, Anne-Marie, or Dr. Who himself, Peter Capaldi.
Oh, who's one of them, though? Like, who?
Talia, could you bring your Poussin up here, please?
Right.
Who have we got? Dan in Cardiff, bumbling his Swede off, revising. Joe bumbling on his own in his garage. Dan from Eastbourne bumbling his van off on the way to Cardiff. And Natalie off of Bedford, enjoying the gap. Bumbling my tanks off in a brewery, that's Jim in Winchester. Sam from Coventry stuck at work. And Isla and Elgin taking a break from advanced higher level maths revision just to have a cheeky little dance. Bambaleo, bambaleo. Come on, where are you? Bambaleo, bambaleo. You've earned this, have a break. Down tools and bambaleo for me. Jack at Harper Adams doing his dissertation. Rob the plumber in Hull. Stuart in Maidstone. And Martin on his JCB. Bambaleo.
Sort of shimmying today, Mills.
Hello Kitty, who's doing her assignment at the moment. Gary on the Isle of Wight. Hannah and Ellie in the lab in Milton Keynes.
40 of those.
Okay. You've made it halfway through the week.
Big hello to Natalie of Bedford, bumbling in her smart car around Birmingham.
Izzy and Hayes in Devon enjoying the quite warm weather with their horses in Devon today.
Philippa and Tom bumbling their boots off in a car from Mackey's in Warwickshire.
Dan in the van on the M26, Mark in the van on the way to Corby. And Karis is listening in the sunshine in Colchester.
Yes.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Greg.
Hello.
Hello. Right. Are you off to golf?
Yeah, I'm playing a tournament up in Lytham.
Okay, where from? Where are you from?
I live in Ipswich in Suffolk.
Now, is this a profession of yours or is this just like a casual day?
No, I'm going over to university in America in August to play for the golf team there. So yeah, play a bit of golf here and there.
Okay. So you're going to go to which uni in America?
I'm going to a place called Seton Hall, which is in New Jersey, just outside New York.
Oh, that's not too shabby, is it, really?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good fun.
And I bet you're looking forward to playing golf in lots of nice weather.
Yeah, that is probably the nice thing, especially on a day like today. It's not ideal today, really.
No. Okay, here's what I've got for you on today's banger. See if you like my one. Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Jason Derulo. He makes the pop bangers.
It is a good song. But I would say after about a minute of it, I think you're ready to move away.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? I just want to play more of it so you can kind of experience it now and then let's just forget about it for a while.
All the Spanish is on today. Okay, that's my one.
Yeah, Greg. Or you can have my choice today, which is this.
Oh.
It's Neo, Closer. One day people will look back and go, that was one of the greatest pop songs of all time. Quite there yet, but it'll be like one of those TV shows where they talk to celebrities, like loads of celebrities. It's like top 100 songs of all time. And I reckon this will be round about top five.
You won't.
And Scott will be a really, really old man on this TV show. Really old.
Former Radio 1 DJ, Scott Mills.
And be like, I remember the days when this...
I used to play it. And the Radio 1 when I had teeth.
You got high hopes for it then?
Yeah, mate, it's massive.
It's not as good as he says it is.
It will be. It is really good, well, but one day it will be seen as one of the best.
Why is it not now then?
Not all songs do. Some songs take time. We've talked about this before.
It's a late bloomer.
At the time, people thought Bohemian Rhapsody was a mess.
Yeah. What are you going to do, Greg?
Right. It's actually not. It's not an easy one. It's not an easy one. I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Chris.
Yes. Okay, I thought so. In years to come, one of the greatest songs of all time, in the top five, along with what was the other one?
She-Wolf
by Shakira. In the top five songs ever made.
Turn the lights off in this place, and she shines just like a star. And I swear I know her face, I just don't know who you are.
I believe that was the correct choice today.
Yeah, totally.
For everything I said about it. That is Neo and Closer.
That's the sentiment of a lot of people messaging in. Like Alexander here, I'm usually with Mills, but there's been no robbery here. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I agree. It's a better song than mine today.
That puts me back in it for this week as well. You were 2-0 up.
Totally. Some people are agreeing with you. Songs that aren't looked upon now as classics will be. Like Lewis, he says, Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake. No doubt in the future, not now, but in the future, top five pop songs of all time. And I'm sure when you're on TV, senile Scott Mills would agree with you.
Yeah, oh, totally. Oh, he will.
Yeah, he won't know where he is.
But he'll be like, I think it's a great one, but I used to play that.
But it's mad, because right now, you don't realise how songs are going to be kind of looked back on in the future. Take that one you played earlier. What's
Despacito.
Despacito, right? Right now, okay, yes, big in a lot of places, but right here in the UK, not many people know that one so well. That's going to be huge, probably, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's basically the new Macarena.
I can't even remember the name of it.
Despacito.
Despacito.
It's because it's Spanish.
But soon I'll be saying it the same way that I look upon the
Macarena, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Right, okay, stories. You know I love them. Nothing too big, nothing too small, nothing too trivial. I love it. If you've got a story, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Rhianne's done that. Hi, Rhianne.
Hiya. You all right?
Yeah, good. So I got your email. Thank you for your story.
No problem.
And you want some help with something, right?
Right, so basically, I've been talking to this guy for about a month or so. Met him off of Instagram, and he lives quite a bit away from me. I live in Essex, and he lives in Norfolk.
Okay, here's my thing, right, because we had Unlucky Gary on the phone earlier, and he was saying that he'd found this hot bloke on Instagram as well. Is this the new way of finding potential dates?
And how does it begin?
Well, to be honest with you, this is probably the first time I've actually spoken to anyone that I don't know online, so it's not a common thing for me. We just basically got talking because I thought you looked quite cute.
So, okay, but did he like one of your pictures first?
He started following me after I followed him.
Right.
And then he has liked a few pictures since then, yeah.
Okay, so he lives quite far away, fine. What's the age gap?
5 years.
That's fine. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Fine.
That's fine.
So how did you find him on Instagram in the first place?
One of my friends, who's a big Sherlock fan, I think she was following him, and like, he'd just come up on my recommendations. We just basically got talking because I thought you looked quite cute. Because he's actually a spitting image of Benedict Cumberbatch or Sherlock. He literally, if you could imagine Benedict at 20, it's exactly what he looks like.
Well, so is this guy some kind of professional Benedict Cumberbatch lookalike?
He's not as such. I think he got offered to become one a few years back, but he doesn't really like being in the limelight.
I'm worried you're being catfished by someone that's using Benedict Cumberbatch as their profile picture.
I've FaceTimed him. We spoke I've seen what he looks like. We have spoke on the phone and FaceTimed and stuff. Okay. So
but how much does he look like Benedict Cumberbatch?
He's a spitting image of him.
Right.
I can tell the difference between the two, but he is like a dead ringer for him.
So, Rianne, what's he like?
Well, he's quite a private person. He doesn't really like the attention that he gets from the whole Sherlock thing.
Okay, well, can you just tell me, because I want to see how much he looks like him. So, like, I will turn you off now so people can hear you. Can you just tell me his name? Go. Okay, I've got his name. Chris, let's look at
I'm certain this is a catfish situation, by the way. Catfishes can be well crafty. Even I saw a catfish episode the other day, and they even did a thing where they were on FaceTime. But what they'd done is because the catfish had used footage that he'd taken from the other one
and would
be like, look, I'll wave at you, but then typed at exactly the same time as the person waves in the video.
That's clever.
Said, that's what I mean. Are you sure you're not being catfished?
Well, I don't think so, because I have seen what he looks like.
Did he actually talk to you on FaceTime, or was it just a mask?
Yeah.
No, he did talk to me, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, let's check him out, then.
I've got his name now, so is it all right? I'll play a song, and me and Chris will inspect him.
Yeah, of course, no worries.
Okay, wait there.
Scott Mills.
Just been talking to Rianne, who has been in touch with this guy on Instagram and has FaceTimed him and says he looks a bit like Benedict Cumberbatch. Now, I just got his name off of you while we were playing that song. Oh, my God, he looks exactly like him.
I know, it's uncanny, isn't it?
Especially when he does the certain sort of smouldering eyes and the kind of pose with his hands, just like Benedict would.
I know, that's what I mean. He's literally a spit of him.
But also, I'm seeing articles on him here in the Daily Mail, E! Online and on The Hollywood Reporter.
Yes, he's got a very big fan base, I think, over in China. He gets a lot of messages and stuff. And I don't think it's just China. I think it's other parts of the world. But I don't think he likes it too much. He doesn't really like the attention.
Look at this headline. Benedict Cumberbatch lookalike becomes viral sensation. He's amassed a large fan base of Sherlock supporters.
Yeah, this was a few years back, I think, when he was about 16, you know.
Can I remind you, though?
Quite young.
Can I remind you?
Yeah.
He's not Sherlock.
I know. That's not the reason I'm talking to him.
Really, though?
No, it's not. Obviously, the way he looks, I find quite attractive. So that's why I started talking to him.
Yeah, but are you fancying him, or are you fancying the nearest thing to Benedict Cumberbatch? Because you fancy Benedict Cumberbatch. Because he's always going to be a disappointing second.
I know. No, it is him. He is nice. Like, we have been speaking for a few weeks.
Okay.
So he's a nice guy.
What you've got there is the body of a young Benedict Cumberbatch, but the maturity No, what I mean is he won't have the same maturity as the real Benedict Cumberbatch, and I think that's where it might fall down. Mm. What you're looking at is similar to Benedict Cumberbatch, but the conversation will be very different. He won't be drinking a fine red wine, will he?
No.
No, he probably won't.
You'll be going for dinner at Nando's rather than, like, you know, a really kind of suave place.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
That is the problem. Well, yeah, nothing wrong with a bit of Nandos.
Perhaps keep us up to date so that when the first date's happening, we can be fully across it. We'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'll keep you informed.
I'm saying go for it. I always do.
Oh, good. Well, maybe I might just have to then. To be honest, I was kind of leaning towards that way anyway.
Exactly. You just needed some confirmation from Radio 1.
That's it. I did.
Okay, Rhianne, let me know what happens in the next step, okay?
All right, I will do. All right, nice speaking to you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Looks like Glasgow in particular today has a lot of people with taps off. So, hello for you. If you are having the tap off today, maybe you've got us on in the park or whatever right now. Making the most of that boiling hot 17 degrees that we've got.
It's different for us in here because we're just in this studio. We can't really see what's going on outside.
Yeah.
It's rarely, how do you put it?
Taps off. Scotland in the north. All right today. Summers might be on soon-ish, but there's always people that are premature and get the taps off first.
Scott Mills.
Me against Chris today on Real or No Real. Some of these may be true, some of them definitely aren't. Which is which?
Pirates of the Caribbean star Johnny Depp wears an earpiece on the sets of his films so he can be fed lines by a sound engineer instead of learning a script.
What a great idea.
Also, he can cover it up because of the pirate hat and hair that goes with it.
Who was it?
Can be done. You look a little bit piratey today, actually.
Why?
Just with the tooth missing. No, you keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Ever so slightly pirate.
If I just put my finger up to where the gap is, you can't tell, right?
No.
But it's a massive gap. There's quite a draft going
through. Oh, I shouldn't bring attention to it anyway, because I know it's upsetting
you. I'm just
going to
put a paper on my face.
Just do a paper tooth.
There we are. Can you still hear me?
You need to draw a smiley face on the paper.
I'm now talking from behind the paper.
That's not going to work.
That doesn't work. So an earpiece, because can't be bothered to learn the script. Who was it? There was someone that, I don't know whether this is true, but did a chat show and basically couldn't cope with the questions being put on an auto cue on the camera or on cards. So the producer would be like, okay, next question is this. And it wasn't live, so it would be like this. I'm in your ear. So, do you like London? And then they cut it together.
Yeah.
So you'd have the producer in your ear, and then that person, Sharon Osbourne, would ask the question.
I think the problems come when someone is talking to you through your ear on some of these live TV shows.
No, but she would stop and listen, and then repeat the question.
but for some people, it must be quite hard because there's much more multitasking than that, right? So if someone's talking in your ear, and then they have to try and kind of subtly bring it onto the TV show. But the voice in their ears really put them off and they just repeat anything they say. That could be really dangerous because there's instances, I think, you often see it on This Morning where people have got into a big argument in the gallery or wherever it is that it's all being controlled from. And then Philip Schofield will say, it's all kicking off in my ear.
Yeah.
Right?
I've seen Eamon Holmes have actual arguments and they're going, yes, I know we're going to the item next. I love.
Yeah. So Johnny Depp wearing an earpiece. Now, I think he's too professional for this.
Yeah.
And he gets really into the role. I reckon he's the type of person that probably 3 months before he does a role, he becomes that person that he's going to portray.
I agree. I think he's a total professional. I think he would totally get into the role. So I'm saying no real. You saying same?
I'm going no real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Okay, for legal reasons, we are saying no real, but there's his former managers are claiming this does actually happen in an ongoing court battle and that he pays someone a year retainer to be on standby for the role, but Johnny Depp denies all of that. Someone says, can I put a pound coin in my tooth? Will that work? Well, actually, it will slot in quite nice there. Maybe one of the newer ones.
I don't know how it works with the newer ones.
Oh, actually, yeah. Next.
I Was Born on One Born is a new TV show where the children born on One Born Every Minute watch themselves being born with their parents.
Oh, what? That's too much to take in.
It's a bit harsh on the kids, isn't it? It's a lot going on during childbirth.
Oh, there is. Well, how much do you see? All of it? Do you see all of it, do you?
So I think what this would suggest is that we've got Gogglebox and that idea that people actually quite enjoy watching other people watching TV, but now we can do this with anything.
With
what I would say is let's not go for One Born Every Minute. There could be anything that they're watching on TV. Why has there not been a sort of late night Gogglebox? You know what I mean? Watching all of those characters watching something, but at 3 a.m.
Okay. And what kind of thing would you want them to be watching?
Well, I think we all know what I'm suggesting.
Oh, I see.
But like, that could be interesting, couldn't it?
Definitely.
Because it will really show up the dynamics between the couples, or if they're watching with their family, that's well awkward. Do you know what I mean?
So this is a show where the children born on One Born Every Minute now watch themselves being born with their mum and dad.
No, can't.
No, too far. I'm saying...
No real.
No real, no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Huh? Okay, I'm hearing that it's true. There are some brilliant GIFs of the kids' reactions on your timeline right now. If you you can see all the shorts on All Four, and it's like the kind of Gogglebox spin-off that we did not see coming.
Blimey.
I know.
Scott Mills.
We got one more fact on Real or No Real, and it's Bake Off related.
Channel 4 have revealed that the new Great British Bake Off set will be an actual gingerbread house.
Whoa. I mean, it's a good idea. They need to kind of give builds for the new Bake Off, don't they? They need to make it different.
Well, why? People loved it like it was.
Yeah, and that'll be the same reason people will criticise it if it's on a different channel.
I mean, it's like, well, Mary and Paul wouldn't have... Oh, well, pause on. Mary and Mel and Sue wouldn't have done this if they just copy it. But they own the rights to the show, so they can do what they want.
Yeah, but you don't want to do it exactly the same if you haven't got exactly the same presenters and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear you.
But then if you do something different, you'll get criticised as well, won't you?
I just don't know what they're going to do to please people, because it was so popular on BBC.
I think they need to make it, like the gingerbread house idea, that's a good idea. It needs to become a bit more Willy Wonka in style.
Got you.
So I'm talking Chocolate River.
Right,
that
yes.
That kind of thing,
yes.
Outside.
You know? Actually, a Wonka-style show is not a bad idea.
Yes, Oompa Loompas.
It's always a good theme for some kind of corporate do or something.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, so many parties at Christmas are like, oh, it's Willy Wonka themed.
Make the occasional summer, like, we did a Freshers' Ball, didn't we? A Willy Wonka Freshers' Ball at Leeds Uni.
It's all on.
It was a really good idea.
However, I'm saying with the heat of the ovens in there, the gingerbread's going to go all soft, and I just can't see this happening for
real. I also like when they bring the wildlife on. You know when they show close-ups of the squirrels?
Yes.
More of that, please.
Yes.
Like, what they want to do is mix two big formats, Planet Earth and the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah. Can we see more of what's happening in the garden, please, with the nature?
So you can spot things a bit more in the background, people running around in the bushes, that kind of thing.
But I'm saying, as a gingerbread house... No real.
No, you see, I think they're going to go different with this when they have to. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Made up. It's just the regular white marquee again. But I think an edible set is the way forward.
Yeah.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got 10. You win. You got 20 points.
Which never happens.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Come join us or get this free download. Scott Mills.